Welcome once again to Minisode Mondays. I'm Nicole, and with me, to my right,
Rolando Nieves.
And to my left,
Edizi.
And to my bottom right, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's here. You did a bad impression of Bobby.
I know, so bad.
The worst impression ever.
Bobby has like a, we made a voice for Bobby. He's like
very sassy.
Yeah, he's like, yo, bitch.
Yeah. He's pretty much looking at me like, I don't bark like that, bitch.
Everywhere we say with Bobby always ends with bitch somehow.
Yeah.
Because he ain't no bitch, that's for sure. Okay, so, all right, Minisode Monday. Let's get some news, guys. Let's get some news.
So today we have a lot to share, right? All three of us have like a little bit of news that we want to share to the world. So this particular news, I'm still trying to get an update on it because the last thing that I heard was sometime in last August. But I am so hopeful for this. It is the reboot of The Facts of Life.
I don't know the theme song for Facts of Life.
You take a break, you take a
hug. Is that it? It's The Facts of Life, the one with... Oh, who is that woman?
Tootie?
No, not Tootie. Not Mrs. Robinson. She's like
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett. Mrs. Garrett. Mm. She's like constantly recurring on Family Guy because like I'm pretty sure Seth MacFarlane was like in love with her growing up.
Oh, okay.
I've seen pictures of her. I don't get it. I don't know the appeal.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
So I, like One Day at a Time, grew up with this show.
And that's the episode we're doing later this week, One Day at a Time.
So this show started in 1979, and it had also 9 seasons to it.
Oh, wow.
Very popular.
9 is like the magic number for
this
show.
Yeah, it was one of the most popular shows. It starred basically an all-female cast.
I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a spinoff from another show called Different Strokes.
Oh.
Yes,
which
that's
the
right.
The character Mrs. Garrett originally
was in Different Strokes.
She was like their housekeeper nanny kind of thing, and she later took a job in an all girl boarding school called Eastland,
where a young girl named Tootie went to.
And she became kind of later on their house mother of 4 girls who come from different backgrounds and who just kind of all became, you know, because of circumstances and because they got in trouble, had to end up living together. And just kind of sharing their lives and just growing up and becoming young women.
Aww.
You want to hear a fun fact about Facts of Life?
Okay.
A fun fact of life? I'm so proud of myself. Alan Thicke was one of the composers for his theme song.
Really?
Yeah.
The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. That one?
I don't know the theme song. I just know that factoid.
Well, you take the good. You take the bad. You take them both. And there you have the facts of life.
Oh.
So when the world never seems to believe in your dreams,
you have the facts of life.
Yeah, Alan Thicke was one of the composers for that song. Interesting, right?
Wait. When the world never seems to believe in your dreams, you have the facts of life.
When the world never seems.
And suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you.
But the facts of life is that life is arbitrary and meaningless.
Not with this show. It's about friendship. It's about family, making family.
So wait, when is this coming out?
All right.
What are the details?
So what's the details? This is all I was able to find. So Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel are working.
This is so random.
Are working together, and they're pitching this to Sony.
What?
Yeah. So this is.
Wait a minute. Leonardo DiCaprio is too busy trying to save the environment. Yeah. Why is he caught up in a Facts of Life reboot?
His company is so prolific.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, to be quite honest.
And
but
Jessica Biel.
I love how Jessica Biel gets over there, but Jessica Biel though has been doing The Sinner.
Okay.
So she's doing stuff.
Doing The Sinner. Her husband Justin Timberlake. Ba-dum-bum-ch.
Ooh, I reacted to these jokes so slowly. That's a good joke.
So I never watched The Facts of Life growing up, guys. But what I did watch were shows like The Golden Girls and The Simpsons. And all of these shows that I watched referenced Tootie from The Facts of Life. And that's literally the only thing I know, is that there was a character named Tootie.
Family Guy references
Mrs. Garrett
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great thing about The Facts of Life was they always had like a summer movie. So it would be like the show during the regular season, the fall, spring season. And then the summer, just before probably the show started again, they would do something like The Facts of Life Go to Paris, The Facts of Life Go Down Under.
Oh, like TV movies.
Yeah, they would have to do a TV movie.
Oh my God.
That's the one thing that I will say is missing from the past that more shows need to do is like TV movies.
Yeah. And yeah, with those titles, Go to Paris.
Yeah.
Go to the beach.
Like, yeah, because the Brady Bunch were constantly going to like Hawaii or something, right? Like, I want to see, why can't I watch, I'm trying to think of a,
The Big Bang Theory?
No, I don't watch that show that much. I'm thinking of Superstore. Superstore goes to Hawaii. No, okay. No one watches Superstore? All right, whatever.
No, I mean, Superstore opens in Afghanistan.
There you go. Oh my God, yes, okay, fine. That's a better idea than mine.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is so passe. They never do that anymore. Mm. And that's what's so charming about that era, too. Like a special like one-off where they go to Hawaii and all this stuff. Like I agree with you actually that they need to bring that back.
I agree. Yeah, definitely should bring that back.
Exciting.
Right. That's exciting.
So there's no real like release date or anything.
No. This is only the last thing I got. And the last time The Facts of Life, the original cast, was on TV was for their 2001 Facts of Life reunion where the girls get together as adults for Thanksgiving. Kind of a Thanksgiving get together.
Aww. 2D2.
Aww. She died. Mrs. Garrett is dead, right?
Mrs. Garrett just died, actually.
Dead recently. Yeah. I remember that was in the news.
That's sad.
Arthur B? No.
B. Arthur?
Not B. Arthur.
No.
Arthur B.
My God, wait. I think I have her name here. Oh, Charlotte Ray. Oh. That was Mrs. Garrett.
Cool. Okay. All right. Cool.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. So, what news do you have, Nicole?
So, you guys know that they're remaking West Side Story.
Yes.
And that they casted Maria. Did we talk about this?
Was it Selena Gomez?
It wasn't Selena Gomez.
This is an outrage.
Outrage.
Unknown.
I cannot. I won't. I'm not going to watch
it. I think it's perfect that there's.
This is black magic.
And I am all for a not Selena Gomez casting of Maria, and I'm glad that it's an unknown and that she's a star on the rise.
Have you listened to Selena Gomez sing?
I have. It's not magical.
Oh, it's magical.
Have you listened to Marnie Nixon sing, who was the woman who dubbed Natalie Wood? Okay.
No.
That was magical.
Oh, Natalie Wood didn't sing herself?
No.
Like, I kind of thought. I mean, she wasn't Hispanic either, but like I also kind of assumed that she was in the voice.
She wasn't. No, actually, fun fact. Marnie Nixon not only dubbed Natalie Wood as Maddie in West Side Story, she dubbed Audrey Hepburn as Eliza in My Fair Lady and dubbed Deborah Kerr as Anna in The King and I. She's like the greatest singer of movie musicals.
Was Rita Moreno dubbed?
For one song because she couldn't hit those notes.
Which one?
A Boy Like That.
Oh, that's a good song, too.
That's a great song,
That's one of my more memorable songs.
Yeah, but she sings America.
Oh, good.
So, you know, they're casting. It's actually happening. And because later on in the week, we're going to be discussing One Day at a Time in the legendary...
Rita Moreno.
Miss Rita Moreno. I'm just interested in the fact that... I mean, why is West Side Story being made?
That's a really... Is there going to be a twist or something? Is it like...
I don't know.
Set in the 80s?
Yeah, which... that's the only way I could because it's like... I don't know. I don't know why they're doing this.
Honestly,
it's Steven Spielberg.
It's Steven Spielberg. Like, what... Does he have experience with musicals?
He directed... The only thing musical that Steven Spielberg has ever done is the opening for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh my God.
If you remember that. That's the only thing. And he turned into like a Busby Berkeley 1930s flair. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't know what he's fucking doing.
Yeah, they should have given it to someone who has more experience with... That's such a weird thing for like whatever studio is putting their money behind this.
Yeah.
It's just so weird that they're just like, again, same thing goes with like Leonardo DiCaprio going to Sony, be like, I want to make this show.
Yeah.
Like for Steven Spielberg to go in and say, I want to do West Side Story. Like, weird.
Very weird. And didn't they learn from the Annie remake?
What about the Annie remake?
It was not very successful.
Financially, but, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was critically liked.
It was mediocre, I'd say. And that's exactly how I feel about it.
I mean, that's...
But that was also... Annie could be more timeless. I feel that West Side Story was very important for when it came out.
Maybe they'll update the story to like reflect the Trump era that we're in.
Oh. Interesting. But you know, I'm not for it either because the original choreographer, first of all the people that made West Side Story were alive when the first came out. The choreographer co-directed and choreographed the film. That's why it's so fucking brilliant. And then now, so Arthur Lawrence, dead. Jerome Robbins, dead. The only one who's left is Stephen Sondheim. Leonard Bernstein, dead. Uh-huh. By the way, also, I once heard an author say that if you want to know the importance of the gay identity in America, just look at West Side Story. Mm. Because the four men who were responsible for it, all gay.
No.
And he said that that's the best representation of why being gay is important. It's West Side Story. But anyway, what were you going to, what's your news?
My news is pretty hot and contemporary.
Oh, not like West Side Story.
David Chase, I think is his name. He's the one who created for The Sopranos. You know they're working on a revival of The Sopranos, right?
Fuck off.
It's a prequel film that takes place in Newark during the riots.
First of all, James Gandolfini is dead.
Well, it's a prequel, madame. During so it's the when he was 15? Riots. Yeah, he was young. They actually just casted someone to play Tony Soprano.
Oh, God, this means I have to watch the goddamn Sopranos.
We're going to have to watch The Sopranos for remakes, reboots, and revivals. But anyway, they just cast actually James Gandolfini's son to play Tony Soprano.
I mean, I don't know. I have nothing against The Sopranos. It's a perfectly fine show. But this is a little much. Like, really? Are we that out of ideas?
I really don't know why we're making a prequel. I'm going to get so much hate from a lot of my friends because they love The Sopranos.
But if you love it, leave it alone.
I don't know. I've never understood. It's a good show. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think The Sopranos is great because it kind of introduced for television the anti-hero. Period. End of story.
True.
The anti-hero kind of that we know today is actually because of Tony Soprano.
That's very true. Yeah. Right.
However, I don't know the show. The show is like it had its on and off things. Like once Tony Soprano got shot, like I didn't care. That was also the last final season.
But yeah, spoiler alert. But at the same time,
spoiler alert for the show that it's been canceled. Not canceled, but
it's been off the air for quite some time.
Almost a decade.
Yeah,
more. But yeah, I don't know why they're bringing this show back.
This is ridiculous.
It's a movie.
This is like if they were to determine, let's see what Don Draper's life was before he became Don Draper, or Walter White when he was a perfectly happy chemistry teacher.
Well, they don't have Walter White, but it's about the lawyer. Better Call Saul. It's a prequel to Breaking Bad.
Oh, God. I've seen like two episodes of Breaking Bad and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to watch this shit.
Shameful.
I'm not into the greedy man anti-hero perspective on television. There's so many of them, first of all. Because of Tony Soprano, which is why I'm like, great, we're getting even more. And the only one I cared for was Mad Men, and that's gone. And we should move past this whole like evil white man thing. But whatever.
No, I feel like we should be like exploring more evil white men, but we should really be punishing them. That's the problem.
That's what we're not doing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're not punishing them.
Really put them on a pedestal.
We're glorifying them, yeah.
And I think it's just like, no, we need to see white men for what they are, destructive creatures.
Oh my God.
I know. Sorry, guys.
Come on. Please.
No, you put that in. Maybe we'll get like lots of hate.
Maybe. Well, do you want to rephrase it just in case?
No.
No.
I stand by my words.
All right, so thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys later. Have a great Monday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.